It's a very special edition of Time for Women today. Recently, I drove up to L.A. to the outdoor set of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, which you see every Saturday night on CBS. The star of the show is Jane Seymour. We sat down for a half-hour interview in the privacy of her personal trailer. Welcome to the show. It's wonderful to meet you in person.
Thank you.
Welcome here.
A dusty hot place.
And you being all in black today on a hot day, what's going on?
Well, we're burying Sully, but don't worry, he's not really getting buried.
It's a
device to persuade the soldiers not to go out and find him and kill him.
I see. Now, we're actually talking about next season's shows.
Right. At the end of the last season, he tragically falls off a cliff. And it's a literal cliffhanger, so I don't think I really should be giving this away. But, you know, there is reason to believe that Sully is still alive somewhere, in some condition. And in the new season, we go on a search for him, as does everybody else.
Well, Jane, do you get to San Diego often?
No, not that often. I've been to SeaWorld a couple of times. You know, I'm involved there with the Shamu exhibit. So whenever I get a chance, I like to go down there. And I'm looking forward to taking my babies down there. And I go sometimes when my daughter competes in horse shows down there. But no, I didn't go to San Diego often enough.
I forgot that you're a part of the Shamu, what's already on film, and we see it on a large screen there right over the tank.
Right. You know, I do the bit that talks about what whales do in the wild and introduce Shamu and that, as you said, the video bit. But of course, the minute the real Shamu comes out and the guys are diving with the whale, who cares about who's on the screen? So I'm the Shamu's backdrop.
Yes. Supporting actress to a whale. That's kind of different for you being the star.